Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl Lindebot, 705, June the 7th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just go in there and hop into the chat room and say hello and join us up today. Hey, we're always joined, as usual. Say, always joined and saying as usual.
I would say 93.775%.
I'd say closer to 98, but, you know.
98, yeah.
Yeah, that bad Bob's here.
And good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Pretty good. Enjoying the weather. The cooler nights making it a lot easier to get a good night's sleep.
Is it quiet out where you are now in your new house?
Yeah, well, but you do have a very active coyote pack and you know, the usual countryside noises, but beats the heck out of the freeway.
Okay. And, of course, being Thursday, Linda is doing On the Spot with Linda Bott, so she's not here. But my most able co-host, Trish Clark, is here.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning.
Well, but it helps that if we have the... Are we turned on? Try again.
Good morning, Carl.
There you go.
Good morning, Bob.
Oh, we were pushing the wrong buttons again. Bad Bob, we've had 2 days of button pushing that we could work on better than that. So, Trish, the elections.
Some surprises, not too many, I think. I think we saw it coming in, and good things came out of it, bad things came out of it. I think nationally we had some great news and some great indications.
Yeah, we want to talk about that. But you know, on
locally, not my choices per se, but I don't think we got hurt too bad.
Well, you know, the local elections, we want to talk about that. And and we talked a little bit about it yesterday. But there was for me, it was a couple of surprises on it. We had Jeff Hess on yesterday, but we're going to talk about that later. We're going to go to our regular Wells Fargo advisor with our market update, Chris Lasonda. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading session, and the market's up on the Dow 108 points at 12,523. The S&P 500 adding 9 points at 1324, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 16 points at 2860. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 144 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 4 cents at 760, Halliburton up 27 cents at 2837, General Electric adding 22 cents at $19.09, while Ford is up 6 cents at 1063. Of local interest, PG&E up 6 cents at 44.49, Safeway down 35 cents at 1864, and North Valley Bank is up 26 cents at $13.01. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.67%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up $1.66 a barrel at $86.68. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $8.37 an ounce at $16.09.06. While silver's down 21 cents an ounce at $29.16. This is Chris Losondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors here Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they're the people to go see if you've got questions about Wall Street, what to do with investments. Chris and Susan and Josh and Kathy. They're located down on Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Trish and I are going to be discussing some elections, some national elections, what that means, some things that we've seen in the paper lately. I'd like to discuss Mayor Bloomberg and some of the decisions he's making with the you can only drink a certain size of a soft drink, and he wants to outlaw large soft drinks.
You have to get way far too long business.
It's and Ruth Marcus, who has got an article in the paper, and she and Ruth is very, you know, is a liberal and very liberal. she's pushing against that, you know, not for it, but against it. And her reasoning, I think, is really good. We're going to have Ruth on it sometime here in the future if we can get her on the show, because she's got some great ideas, and with a different viewpoint than a lot of people,
from that bend.
And we love to have all types of ideas and criticisms coming through, or opinions coming through here. Anyway, but we'll talk a little bit about that. And then, the Proposition 29, when the tobacco, you know, that one in that field, and how that's been written about, and the different things. But we've got a lot of things going on. Of course, later on, RC and Somo. Reversion Somo is going to be here at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about what's going on with the Seven Hills and some of his ideas. He hasn't been on for a while.
How his whole assertions that were made repeatedly in the paper about his money into the campaign, and did that have an impact?
I think it did. But, the editor the editorial editor, Bruce Ross, sat right here and says Reversion Somo did nothing wrong at all. But
that was not the perception that was being created on a regular basis.
And I don't understand how they can sit there and say that when you read other things. And anyway, we're gonna be discussing all that, and we'll be coming back in just a minute.
This car is automatic, systematic, hydromatic. Why'd you grease lightning?
For dinner tonight, what are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by SJ Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep. Shasta Startup, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. So Trish Clark is here, as on our Thursday. And, you know, we're going to be seeing each other a lot during the summer and during the election time, too, Trish. And I'm always happy that you're here.
Well, and I always enjoy it, Carl. And I thank you for allowing me to be a part of this Thursday morning.
Well, you know what? We have a good time. And you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, they have a, you know, great place in there called Espresso Joe's. You can get coffee, you can get soft drinks, you can get frappes, you can get all the, you know, how about that, frappes? And all those things that you like, and at really, really great prices. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, and they, you know, they're having great sales on cigars now. And they support our community. Joe and Shelley support our community in so many different ways. I'm not just talking about all the taxes and everything that they pay. But they open up the community room. They support the veterans. They support, you know, different causes here in town. You know, and you can't ask for more from a local business than Tobacco and Brew.
And I always encourage people to stop and think about that when they make their purchases or they're looking, whatever it is. Stop and think if there isn't a local person providing that you can go to. All of their money goes back into our community.
All of it does. And speaking of Tobacco and Brew, let's go to Proposition 29, the tax on tobacco. And I was reading the writer that from the AP said, oh, it was a huge victory for big tobacco companies and that everybody really wants this to work. And it was just, and they never mentioned, you know, I mean, it just went on and on and on. And then right at the end, it mentioned that, well, there is many newspapers also that were against this not because they were against the research for the, you know, on cancer and all this, but because of the bureaucrats and all this and where the money was going.
And you know, I think that this is the issue. People are finally starting to realize that every time we pass one of these initiatives, we create 100 or 200 or 300 new bureaucratic government positions. And as we continue to spend those dollars, cancer research is fantastic. Nobody's going to argue that. But the point is, how much is enough, number one? There's no coordination of all the other taxes that have been put out there and what they're studying, what other people are studying. And the bottom line is, I think people are just tired of taxes.
Well, you know, and here's the thing. The fact is it's not so much as, you know, it probably is. I mean, there's probably like, 50,000, say there's 50,000 programs of people studying fighting cancer. Well, you know, frankly, it probably somebody has cancer that they're saying, what, we need 54,000.
Exactly.
You know? So it's not even that. I think the whole point is that if you're going to levy a tax on the people, you have to show real clearly that it's a tax that's going to go to a specific thing, doing, you know, with a specific reason, and this is where it's going, and this is what it, you know, that it's going to help the people of California, that we don't want to support the rest of the world. It's like this green energy initiatives that, oh, we're going to lead the rest of the country. Well, the rest of the country has backed off completely, and yet our electrical cost and our cost of providing energy has gone, you know, skyrocketing. And I think that, you know, that, you know, people are saying, you know what, the people of California are not against research. They're against bad and poorly written propositions and taxes.
There is no nexus to the money we're collecting any place in the state of California. This is one of the things that really needs to be looked at. As an example, the bulk of the money to fund mental health in Shasta County comes through tobacco tax money. Where's the nexus? Road money, gas tax, mental health, social services. Where's the nexus? Shouldn't our gas tax money be spent on roads, transportation issues? Shouldn't our tobacco tax money be spent on smoking cessation programs, cancer research, things that directly impact in that area? There's no nexus to any collection or payment of funds.
And, you know, and if we're going to give up, if we're going to pay taxes, why shouldn't those taxes stay inside our state? Why
can't,
you know, why are we paying other people to do things where, you know, and their jobs are leaving already? Well, let's put, you know, $50 million into this company and from another place, you know, that in Connecticut that has, they're going to do their research there instead of doing research here in California or doing things to help people right here in California. And if you're going to take our money, Use it wisely. And I think, and we're going to take a break, but this is what we want to talk when we come back, is that it's not the money. It's how it's spent. And in, which leads us into the people are starting to say enough. And we saw that in San Jose and San Diego. Is it directed at the unions? No. And we discussed this a little bit.
It's not connected to the union members.
It's not the members.
The people in those jobs.
Right. It's got nothing to do with that. It's got to do with politicians and union leaders. We'll come back and talk about that. Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's out on, she'll be here tonight for On the Spot with Linda Bott. But we have Trish Clark here. And we'll be discussing that later on in the show. We have RC and Selma coming in. And we'll be discussing a number of things with them and the latest what's going on up in the Seven Hills. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning! There is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. It is June the 7th. We've lost 4 months here, someplace.
What, happened to May?
I don't know. What happened to January? 530-605-4567 is our phone line. If you've got a comment about yesterday, what happened yesterday in the United States, and also in our state, and also in our counties, on with the elections, KCNR1460.com is the way we stream, and Bad Bob is the way we do a weather today.
Let me push this button here and tell you right off the bat, well, we're going to be have a partly sunny day, a high near 81, partly cloudy tonight, the low around 49, and heading into the weekend, not too bad. Highs in the 80s, maybe edging up towards 90 by Sunday. And right now in Reading, we're looking at about 54 degrees, and the report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, that's right, Anselmo Vineyards, where you can go out over in each weekend and have music and great food
and
great ambiance
pizza.
And Thursday night pizza at 474-5546. And Rivera Anselmo will be here later, so we'll talk about what's going on out there. There's a lot of new things they want to do. Let's go back a little bit to we were talking about what happened in San Jose, and well, you know, I think it's Wisconsin, San Jose, San Diego. I think they all have something in common there. And people say it's an attack on the unions. I agree with you, Trish. I don't think it's attack against the unions.
I think, and here's an example. I think your union members, certainly there was a time in this country when unions were a valuable, needed thing. Big business was running over the tops of workers, and they weren't doing a good job for the people that employed them. Unions came in, they squared things away, the union people, the membership, got a lot of things that they really deserved. There was a lot of bad information in the late 80s about what these contracts and what these benefits were going to do and how much it was going to cost government as it goes down the road. A lot of us made decisions as elected officials without the proper actuaries to tell us what it was actually going to cost. It's time for us to back off a little bit on some of these benefits. We're not suggesting for one minute that our firemen or our policemen or the government employees are not entitled to their benefits. They just need to pay a portion of the cost of them. It says the employee share. Most local governments, the state of California, are now picking up that whole package. Those things need to change. There needs to be some backing off. At some point, we're not going to be able to employ the people because we're going to be paying out too much money in the retired population. And I think the people are finally starting to get that. I think most union members are starting to get that. The issue is the union bosses will sit right there in negotiations and tell you they don't care if everybody but one firefighter gets laid off as long as he is the best paid firefighter in the state.
Well, you know, I saw something.
I don't think
on,
the employees and, think that.
And people, if you don't think, I do watch MSNBC. And I watch the shows occasionally, and on the Ed show, whatever his name is.
How do you do that and keep from throwing your something through the screen?
No, it's because, you know what, I like to hear the opinions because it opens up another realm because, I mean, I just like to hear what they say. But one of the things he brought out was in Wisconsin that 28% of the union members
voted for
In support of the governor, you know, against the recall, and something like 43% of the households, they voted for in support
of the
governor. Now, this is telling me is that they're union people, but they can see what's happening to where the money's going to, and that and I think it's probably the same thing in San Diego, in San Jose, and what we had up here in our two props. Or measures, is that it's not the people in the unions. It's the fact there's just so much money is pouring in there that based on the fact that politicians are cowardly in many cases and they're pandering to special interest. And, you know, and when they make a bad decision at one point about the economy or whatever, oh gosh, you know, we really guessed wrong, like Gray Davis said, that they don't have the fortitude to take that step back and say, okay, we need to get that money back now.
And the other big issue is the fact that you must pay union dues and you have no control over where that money is spent. And not every person who belongs to a union is a liberal Democrat. And that's where the bulk of the money goes to support those kind of candidates. We have a lot of, especially in the fire service and in the police department, of good conservative people that are tired of all of their money that they pay in union dues going to elect liberal Democrats.
Okay. I mean, I look back and we talk about this election. And it was front page news. I don't know if it's front page news, but and the allegations that, even though that Bruce Ross said oh, no, no, you know, and some had every right in the world to give money to the candidates, yet they made it seem like, oh, gosh, you know, he's buying these candidates, yet they don't mention, which they should if they're going to be fair, is that the unions gave $30,000 per candidate for a city council race. And, you know, what's going on with that? We've got to take a break from the news. Carl and the Bot, Trish Clark is sitting in today for Linda while she gets ready for the show tonight. We'll be right back after the news.
Fox Business Network. Wall Street is kicking off another day of trading in a sea of green. Investors are hopeful the Federal Reserve will offer another round of quantitative easing ahead of Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's testimony on Capitol Hill today. The move by China's central bank to cut interest rates there is also pushing the markets higher. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up triple digits. Like the markets, oil prices are also on the rise, but even with crude trading above $86 a barrel, Americans continue to see some relief at the pump. According to AAA's Daily Fuel Gauge, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline is $3.56. On the downside, Best Buy shares are tumbling following news that chairman and founder Richard Schultz has resigned from the company's board effective immediately. Schultz says he wants to explore all options regarding his stake in the electronics retailer. He's currently Best Buy's largest shareholder with 20.1% of the company. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center. MD Imaging.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605 4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning on June the 7th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as many have done. We're getting all types of great comments in here. Trish Clark is with me today because Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. And, you know, somebody else just rolled in here a little bit early. Reversion Selmo. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me come in a little early. I had nothing to do this morning. I was just,
They're punching cows and, you know.
Well, we were spraying in the vineyard very early, but that was going fine, so, yeah.
Well, we wanted to come in. We were discussing some things that's going on.
Catch me up.
Well, we're talking.
We're moving to Bloomberg. We're going to talk about Mayor Bloomberg. God.
We were talking. We want to talk too about, you know. We've got for the next hour and a half now. We can talk about all types of things here. What's going on? But Mayor Bloomberg. This is his latest. Is if you remember Mayor Bloomberg, who went from a Democrat to a Republican to an Independent. And has been the perennial mayor of New York now. I don't even know if they have term limits, but he's been.
How long has he been?
I know he's been mayor, but he keeps getting elected. So people obviously, you know, like what he's doing. He's gone. You know, he's introduced the no trans fat, you know, cooking. He's introduced the I think under him was like no smoking in anywhere there. And now his latest is you cannot buy anything larger than 16 ounces when you're ordering. When you're ordering soft drinks. In other words, the 30 ounces are gone.
To cut right to the chase, none of the above is any of government's business.
I agree. And this whole thing about is for, according to Bloomberg, this is the fight against obesity. Well, you know, I don't think...
Here's a better idea. Put them to work.
Well, that can work, too. Mm. But the thing I see is that you're pushing people into not buying this, but yet there's exemptions. Like you go to Starbucks or any of the coffee places and you get a frappe, and which they add all the stuff to, and it's like 1,000 calories. That's exempt because it's got milk in it. 7-Elevens who have the 80-ounce Slurpees are exempt because they sell food. The only people this is going to hit, it's like a grocery store. So I guess it will hit things like McDonald's and those, and it'll hit fast food places. So it's kind of like restricting them, but it's not restricting anything else.
And I can order two or three or four while I'm sitting there and drink all of it. I just can't get it all in one 32 ounce. But here's the deal. Again, we talk about the taxes. We talked a little while ago about this new tobacco tax that was defeated, interestingly enough, in the state of California.
And that was that was a surprise. I did not think that would happen. You know,
I didn't either. But government can't do everything, and we keep trying to fund all of these things, and we need to just get back, wrap it all up, get them out of all the things they're not supposed to be doing, and spend the money on the things that they're supposed to be doing as government agencies, and we won't need all those taxes.
The fact is that, and we've talked a little bit earlier about, we have to build, there's nothing that can't be solved. I believe any problem we have in Shasta County, the state of California, and probably even America, if people have jobs. And so when you start getting into this thing where, a lot of people don't have jobs, and so the amount of money is a lot less, why are we spending time and effort to take more money from the people? That and then to for your pet projects like you can't drink this, you can't eat this, and you cannot use the incandescent lights anymore because we want to save you from yourselves. So what if I want to spend money on this light bulb? Why are you trying to save me from myself? Let me make that decision. Let me make that decision if I want to smoke a cigar or use an incandescent bulb or if I want to eat something with trans fat in it. If I don't want to, walk that 5 miles a day and do those things, and people go, well, you know, we end up taking care of you. Well, no. No, that's the other part that needs to be changed.
I'm replacing my ceiling lights in the kitchen with the LED type for two reasons. First of all, it will save me money. Nobody's telling me to have to do it. It's going to save me some money, and I won't have to change a light bulb for about 12 years. There's a plus side. So don't legislate it. Let me figure it out for myself, because I think I'm reasonably intelligent.
Maybe we should talk about educating people as opposed to legislating people.
And that's entirely the thing. I think that we need to go back to letting people know what it is that's available out there, and then let them make an intelligent decision. Let them be responsible, what a unique idea, for something they do themselves, as opposed to us hand-feeding them from cradle to grave and trying to lead them through every step of their life. Enforcement is nil in any of these things, and certainly that's part of the problem with the funding, is that by the time you hire all the bureaucrats and put them on these pensions and do all those things to enforce all of these stupid new laws, we've created a whole new bureaucracy that absolutely doesn't need to be there.
The reading some of the things that were going through our chat room right now too, is that people are seeing they're asking why like Bob Moore got into the Measure B, and they're saying, well, you know what, it's going to cost him, why can't he just truck his corn or whatever he's growing 100 miles away, get it milled and bring it back? Well, the thing is that it's Moore's land, and what he wants to do on it is up to Bob Moore. And I want to talk more about that when we come back. And we'll have Henry's on the phone. We'll get to him as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl and the Bot, Trish Clark sitting in here today. Our guest is R.C. Anselmo from Seven Hills Land and Cattle Company. We'll be right back.
It's not how many hours we put in, it's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients, it's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful CARS customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to CARS since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to CARS?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to CARS?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to CARS.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at CARS.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane, safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. 7:45 in the morning. It's June the 7th. 530-605-4567 is our phone lines, and we're streaming live. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, right here in Reading, and Jeff down at Crackmaster does just a great job. If it's just a little ding or up to 24 inches, he can fix that crack. And he'll give you the straight scoop. I mean, he's not there just to take your money. He's going to fix your windshield, and he guarantees it. Go down and see Jeff at 3280 Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. That's Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Linda's on, and Linda's getting ready for the show tonight, on Thursday. So she has On the Spot with Linda Bott. And so we have, of course, Trish Clark came in and joined us, and RC and Selmo came in and joined us. And we have somebody calling in. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
Thank you for waiting, Henry.
Say, I have a couple of comments this morning. First of all, you might want to ponder the point between education and stupidity. that covers a whole lot of territory, but that being said, the next thing I wanted to comment on was the vote in San Jose and San Diego. It was almost immediately after the vote was counted that the union said, we will take it to court and we're going to tie it up for 2 or 3 years at least, and it's going to cost, in this case, the city of San Jose millions of dollars to defend that. Now, it seems to me like there's something wrong when the people vote and the courts make the decisions. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that the union, and we go back to the union leadership again, is that they see this as a huge threat to them. That the people have said, wait a minute, you know, it's not that, as we've talked about, it's not against the union members. That's not the point. The point is that politicians have let themselves be bought, or let themselves be manipulated, or scared by threats from the unions or promises by the union leadership, not the people.
Well, let me give you an example that I'm familiar with. In the city of Reading, I'm going to tell you it's been 3-4 years ago now, a particular person retired who put a 30-year deal in, and he was very young when he retired, and his retirement was $92,000 a year with increases. Then they hired him back as a consultant for more money than he was getting when he was in the position he was in. Now, I'm not going to mention names or anything like that, but that is a true example, and I know that for a fact.
Well, I mean, if somebody, people may want to try and figure this one out. I think if somebody works and they work under the rules, and then they're paid and their retirement is under the rules, then that's fine. And if they come back and they hire him back again to do another job, okay, that's fine if it's under the rules. But
well, I agree with
the rules, rules have to be changed, though. I mean, that people, the people have stood up and said, and this wasn't even close. This was 65% and 70% in these two cities, and said, we have to change the way we're doing business. We cannot afford to keep paying out this amount of money, or we're not going to have any money left to pay people that are on active duty right now, I say active duty, that are working it, or to pay for, the repaving of our roads. I think, Henry, that's the big thing. And yes, I think that's what people are saying. Enough is enough.
Well, I agree with that 100%, but the fact remains that in the city of Reading, there's very few people that make $95,000 a year that work for wages.
So again, the rules need to be changed, but you can't fault the person who took advantage of a system that was in place.
I'm not doing that at all. I agree with you 100%. If he's followed the rules, then he's entitled to whatever he's entitled to. But what I'm saying is, in the city of Reading, we should change that too.
Yeah, the rules need to be changed, and I understand, but you know what? I think you also see is that in Reading, is that the people in the union see that. I think that there's no big fights about paying more. But they're saying, wait a minute now, as long as it's a fair thing, but.
We've gone so far in doing this benefit package and trying to keep the people from thinking we're paying them too much, and the benefit packages absolutely got out of hand. It's going to take a while to start turning them around. I think what happened in San Jose and in San Diego is going to maybe give some feeling of power to some of our elected officials up and down the state that, in fact, the people do support changes, and maybe they'll have the guts to go forward and do it.
Can I point something out, though, for you, Trish, which is what gives me pause around here? San Jose, San Diego, these are cities they're still in California, but they have huge and important and powerful private sectors. It is not true down in those cities that 60% of the residents work for the government.
That's true.
That is not the case up here. That is what I fear most, is that you have a majority of your voting public that is actually on the public dole. I mean, they get a government paycheck stamped by the city, the county, or the state.
Well,
so how
let's
do you
go back to the deal about the judicial system making the rules. You know, this isn't a done deal yet.
No, it's not. And it's like anything else, is when the people vote, the people can bring lawsuits against it, and they can't be changed in court. But I tell you what, Henry, we've got to run here. We've got to take a break. But thanks so much for your phone call, because it gets us going again.
And let me just make one final point on that whole lawsuit thing. If, in fact, we would conduct our affairs as a republic, which is what we are, instead of trying to operate this state on the initiative and proposition, which puts us into a democracy, that's where we get off on a lot of these problems.
We'll talk about that when we get back. All right, we'll take a break. Thanks, Henry. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Stay extra special and treat him to the delicious meal that he deserves. Bring him to Elements inside Wind River Casino for Sunday brunch or our Father's Day dinner special on Sunday, June 17th. Super Dad Deals. Brunch includes a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with an array of delicious desserts and much more. Served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All you can eat for just $19.95. Let Dad and Mom sit back and relax on his special day. Father's Day dinner special. All you can eat prime rib, including salad, baked potato, or mashed potatoes with seasonal vegetable. Only $15.95. From 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price reflects River Club card price. While you're treating your dad to a great Father's Day meal in Elements, make it a day and try your hand at blackjack. Pull up a seat at the River's Edge Poker Room, play bingo, or spin the reels on your favorite slot machine. No one else in town offers this. A great meal, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:55 in the morning on June 7th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Linda has her show on the spot with Linda Bot tonight. She's going to have Joe Catania and a couple other things coming on. So Trish Clark is here on Thursdays.
Good morning.
We always like having Trish here. And, of course, RC Anselmo.
Good morning.
He stopped in. He was going to be our 8 o'clock guest, but he stopped in a little bit early here, brought in coffee. And so we're always welcome coffee around here. Bad Bob, what's the weather today?
What we're looking at today is very spring-like, loving it. The high today should be about 81. Tonight's low 49 under partly cloudy skies. Looking pretty good for the weekend. It'll warm up into the mid-90s, but no triple digits in our anywhere near our immediate future. Right now in Reading, we're looking at just about 58 degrees. And as always, this report is brought to you by our good friends at Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. I'm not even going to get into it because I get embarrassed here talking in front of you. But it's great food, great ambiance. They have music Fridays and Saturdays. Tonight's pizza night. But you can get other things. But tonight's mainly pizza night. 474-5546. People are in the chat room, and really good comments in the chat room. Sometimes, you know, our guys get off on things, but they're talking about Bob Moore. You know, part of it was like Bob Moore saying, well, wait a minute. Bob Moore can just – it's going to be cost him so much to build a – Bob Moore, of course, is
Moore's flour mill.
Flour mill. Mm-hmm. And led the – and really, frankly, led the fight on Measure B against Measure B and saying that, wait a minute, I wanted to build a grist mill there, you know, with the water wheel and everything and sell my products, organic products.
On the side of an old mill.
On the side of an old mill. And so, and people cited, you know, even, you know, 70% of the people said, we are not going to stop development down in Churn Creek. We are not going to put a hiatus on it for 24 years. But you know, some of the comments in here are like, well, it's going to cost him so much money to build this mill. Why doesn't he just truck his corn 50 or 100 miles?
They're not in his business. They don't know his business. Let him make that decision.
That, you know what? That's the bottom line.
Exactly.
And it's his business. And he, you know, he's had this land for a long time. And what he saw was that during his lifetime, he'd never be able to do anything with it. If that measure passed, now he at least has the right to develop it. Now they're saying, well, it'll never get through the border or through the Russ Maul and his people.
Well, maybe with Russ Maul gone, maybe we'll actually get some things done in the planning department that are good projects.
Hold it. Don't be so sure.
Well, you know what? Hope. We're going to see that. You know, there's a change. There's changes coming on that. But also the fact is that. Without that, according to Russ Maul and everybody in the Shasta County, you know, the lawyers and everything, with Measure B, if it had passed, nobody was going to be able to do anything down there. But at least now there's that chance that it can happen. So I applaud what Bob Moore did. I mean, he stood up and he said, look, this has got nothing to do with Measure A, with the shopping center. This has to do with my property, my land, and what I want to do with it.
But back to the point that RC made, and that is that that's the problem. We've got to get government and the people out of these kinds of decisions and let the entrepreneurs and the people who own the property make the decisions that what they can afford and what they want to do within the rules on their property. Shouldn't be up to everybody else.
Yeah, the other thing you can do I live in a place where I have plenty of neighbors and there's sometimes issues. There used to be a long-standing one up there. But if you don't like what a neighbor is going to do, has done, or intends to do with his land, you know, one of the solutions, instead of marching on the mall in Washington or any of this other stuff, is walk up to the owner, make him an offer. If there's 1,000 of you that object, each of you come up with $1,000, I'm sure he'll be happy to be bought out. And then you can turn it into a park. But then it's your land, and it's your will on it. You don't try to artificially remove, you know, the sanctity of somebody else's sovereignty of decision power on their land.
And somebody sitting here said, well, you know, he still could go through the user permit and all that. Well, he's still going to have to do that for Bob Moore. But you're right. I mean, it's the thing about property is that once you start getting people into keeping you from doing what you want with your own property, which we have gotten into, by the way, then it takes away so many other things that are coming. We're going to take a break here for the news. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, Trish Clark sitting in today for Linda and our guest R.C. Anselmo. We're going to be right back after the news.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Mitt Romney is grabbing more campaign cash than President Obama. The Republican raised about $77 million last month. The president collected $60. He has a fundraising breakfast in L.A. this morning. Romney will rally and raise money in St. Louis. The U.N. is trying to get to the Syrian village where activists claim there's been another massacre, but
the U.N. monitors were shot at with small arms.
U.N. Chief Ban Ki-moon calls the massacre barbaric. Activists claim 78 people were killed, including children. There's a contentious House hearing now over the Fast and Furious operation that let guns get into Mexican drug cartels. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Attorney General Eric Holder telling the House Judiciary Committee Operation Fast and Furious was flawed in conception and execution.
To your knowledge, he was the highest-ranking official in the administration who knew about the tactics.
I don't think that anybody in Washington knew about those tactics.
In that exchange with committee chairman Lamar Smith, Holder says that is until the death of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, believed to have been killed with a Fast and Furious gun. Republicans accuse Holder of stonewalling the investigation. Democrats point out this is Holder's eighth time testifying to Congress. Dave.
Jared, how's the economy? Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke updating Congress. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson also live in D.C.
Dave, Bernanke says the Fed's ready to take more steps if the economy weakens, but
the traditional reduction in the short-term interest rate is no longer feasible.
Because the base, known as the federal funds rate, is already near zero. Bernanke tells the Joint Economic Committee it's really up to lawmakers to stop automatic actions that could hurt the economy, like the expiration of the Bush tax cuts.
If you all go on vacation, it's still going to happen.
Bernanke says the tax cut expiration is the single biggest item that could push the economy over what he labels the fiscal cliff.
Now, Rich, on Wall Street, the Dow's up 80 more points today as first-time jobless claims dropped a little, and mortgage rates have hit another record low, 3.67% for a 30-year fixed loan. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be.
Just call 1-800-706-2787.
Don't wait another day.
Just call 1-800-706-2787. 1-800-706-2787. 1-800-706-2787.
George Zimmerman is going to have to stay in jail for at least three more weeks.
A judge in Seminole County, Florida, outside Orlando, is granting George Zimmerman another bond hearing. It's set for June 29th. Zimmerman is the neighborhood watchman who shot and killed Trayvon Martin, who was unarmed, but who Zimmerman said attacked him. He's charged with murder, but had been out on a very low bail amount after convincing the judge he had little money. The judge ordered him back to jail after learning he had more than $100,000 in donations. Zimmerman's lawyer says it was an error in judgment and not willful deceit. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
A Philadelphia teenager is in extremely critical condition the day after he accidentally shot himself in the head during a live webcam chat with another person who had challenged his manhood. Police say the 18-year-old did not think the gun was loaded, and they're looking for the person that he was chatting with. There's some rough weather down in Texas. It's caused about 20,000 power outages, and flights out of Dallas have been canceled today. Two American Idols are fan favorites in Nashville, winning CMT Awards. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah was at the show, now live in Music City.
Dave, Carrie Underwood won Video of the Year and Best Collaboration Video with Brad Paisley.
Thank you for being the eye candy of the video.
Oh, please.
And fellow American Idol winner Scotty McCreery was honored with Breakthrough Video of the Year at the CMT Awards.
I got to film this in my home high school. Thank you, guys. Thank the fans. Fan Fest weekend in Nashville.
McCreery graduated from that high school this morning in North Carolina. But the Idol representation didn't stop there. Former finalists Lauren Elena and Casey James also performed during the show. Dave?
Sabrina, high school graduates in Prince George's County, Maryland, should throw out their diplomas. The ones handed out last week misspelled the word program, so the company that made the mistake is reprinting the nearly 8,000 diplomas and will mail them out next month. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot, 8:05 in the morning on June the 7th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Go on to that, hop into the, listen to the, to the show at the top of the page, and then get into our chat room as many of you have. We have new people all the time. And they're discussing what's going on from the past, elections and a few other things. Linda is not here today because she's getting ready for her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott, but Trish Clark is.
Good morning, everyone.
And Bad Bob with the weather.
Well, let's see here. Looks beautiful. Great sleeping weather last night. Today, pretty spring-like, high of 81. That's going to carry through to tomorrow. Weekend looks excellent. No triple digits in sight. Highs are going to be in the 80s, nudging into the low 90s. Overnight lows right around the 50-degree mark. And currently in Reading, we are at about 62 degrees. And the report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards is a short ride up from Palo Cedro. Pizza night, you can get other things, other entrees on the menu. Tomorrow night and Saturday night, music, great ambiance, great service. Give them a call at 474-5546. And speaking of that, RC and Somo is our guest today.
I'll take your reservations on the phone.
There you go. In fact, you can just call down here and make reservations. We were talking, we've been talking on what's happened in our country and with these elections. And are these, though you're seeing things that have happened nationally, that are they like the omens that's going to happen? Are they the first, like the little recon elements out that's going to happen in the national elections in November? And we're talking specifically about what happened in Wisconsin with a validation of the governor and his plans on revamping the way they spend money. With the government unions.
Yeah, and removing that collective bargaining power, and which is the stranglehold on everybody's livelihood and economy.
And talking about how the state of Wisconsin, even though, you can talk about both sides spending, a lot of money coming in from the outside. You can say that, and it's true. A lot of money came in from the outside during that.
On both sides.
On both sides. Whoever you listen to tells you how much, you'll listen to, MSNBC and, they were outspent, the
34 million to 4 million.
Yeah, something like
not
that.
Not counting the union money,
right.
However.
Yeah, so then, so it doesn't really show that. But the bottom line is that even the union members voted against a recall of this Walker guy. And one thing is that, and I think that this is an important part, is that that the people that Walker stood up and said, I'm going to change the way we do business. And he said it, they elected him for that, and then when he did it, the people didn't think he could do it, and they did it. So you've got Wisconsin, which is really a Democrat state, and it has been, as an elected Republican governor, lieutenant governor, and the legislature that changed the way they did business, radically changed the way they did business there, and then withstood the recall against him. I think that is a big message.
I think it's a bright spot that we haven't seen in a long time, that perhaps we're starting to turn around and we're perhaps going to change direction in this country.
But you know what I don't understand is that why, the government – provides so many services of all kinds. The only one we really had in mind in the beginning was national defense, raise an army, float a navy. That's kind of the government business, but I don't even think they do that particularly well.
Certainly not under this administration.
I don't understand why the elected officials don't have an apparatus to simply delegate the authority and have all services provided by private entities, private corporations, in a competitive arena where everybody has a choice.
We're going to give them a constitution education, and they do the things that the constitution provides for.
Okay, we're going to keep discussing it, but right now we're going to go to Chris Lasondak with our Wells Fargo advisors and our Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. We're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets remain in positive territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 82 points at 12,496. The S&P 500 adding 5 points at 1320, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 4 points at 2848. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 249 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 9 cents at $16.59. Intel's off 3 cents at $26.05. Apple up a dollar at $5.72.73. And Facebook down 20 cents at $26.60. Of local interest, PG&E up 29 cents at $44.72. Tri-Counties Bank down a penny at $15.25. And Harley-Davidson up 17 cents at $48.33. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.64%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up 47 cents a barrel at $85.49. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $21.29 an ounce at $15.96.14. Silver's down 72 cents at $28.65. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They're giving us that Market Minute, telling us what the latest is, and I really appreciate the fact that Chris talked about Harley Davidson as up goes. You know, we like Harley Davidsons, and we ride Harley Davidsons. You can go down and see Chris and the rest of the Wells Fargo advisors down on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Signs, that's right, Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs,
we do them.
Vehicle wraps,
we do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Let's do it. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 8:15 in the morning, June the 7th. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is getting ready for On the Spot, Linda Bott. Trish Clark is here.
Good morning.
R.C. Anselmo's here.
Hello.
Cheryl Clifford kind of wandered through, and she sat down. So we're saying hello to everybody out there. Hey, for people in the chat room, if you ask me a direct question in the chat room, if I don't see it right then, it goes by really fast. So either PM to me so I can see that little yellow, or say it again. But don't be abusive to me. It hurts my feelings. Okay, there's a question that's come through. It doesn't hurt him a lot, but okay. Yeah. But you know what? I don't have selective reading. It's just that if you watch this chat room, it just flies by when y'all are talking. And if I don't catch it right then, I go back and try to get it, but sometimes it doesn't work. Okay, for Mr. Anselmo here.
Yeah.
And the question has something to do with it said, have you ever thought about having a public relations firm?
No, I have not. When okay. I was in the, you know, it's a funny thing. When I was in the movie business, I had PR people for movies and for myself. And it's so strange when you're throwing thousands and thousands of dollars at it year in, year out. You can't buy any real attention. So that's a waste of time. Or at least it was for me. Now when I really don't want this attention, I can't stop it from bombarding me. So I'm getting, I guess I'm getting locally famous for free. But no, I really am very uncomfortable engaging in the arena of, appearances, or what do they call? What do they call?
Perception?
No, people, image.
Image.
You know, image consultants.
Look, I'm a really honest person, and I don't care to project any certain kind of an image. The only thing, like it or not, that I'm giving you is I'm giving you exactly what you see. And exactly what I'm thinking, and there's no filter, and I can't try to control people's opinions about me. That's just madness.
And I think that's true, is that...
And by the way, you guys do a pretty good job of saving my reputation from scandalous suspicions.
The problem is that with 28 articles that are out there trying to portray a certain perception, excuse me, there is nothing, what is that saying? There is nothing so absurd that cannot be taken as truth if repeated often enough.
Yeah.
And that's what they've built this criteria that I constantly have the conversation with people and I immediately say, wait a minute, before we start this conversation, have you been up to Anselmo's Vineyard?
No, never have.
Have you met RC and Chicken? And 90% of the time it's, well, no, but, and that's where I end the conversation and say, you know, come back and talk to me after you personally have been up there, after you've talked with these people, after you've seen this wonderful thing they've created in our community, and then tell me how you feel about it.
I want to take a break early here because I want to come back. And
I don't give ourselves... paid for being his PR person.
No, I know, but I want to come back and discuss this because, you know, it wasn't the election so much is that R.C. Anselmo became the election for some people. Mm-hmm. And we want to talk about this.
I said to Bruce Ross, after when we come back,
I want to talk about that, because Bruce Ross, who is the editor of the Record Searchlight, and you had lunch, I think, yesterday.
Yes,
sir. And we discussed this, and I discussed it with Silas Lyons, but when a person who is not running for office becomes the story, the front page story, when does it take away? And I think we need to talk about that, if you don't mind. I mean, because we're going to be talking about you. But at least we're going to have you in talking about it instead of somebody talking about you.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
In the mood for fair? The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 13th, but now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance and carnival wristbands. Join us for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day on Wednesday with free admission for kids 12 and under, plus special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands, and be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Friday, it's country music heartthrob Colin Ray. Saturday, auto races, and Sunday, Destruction Derby, plus the Shasta Idol Competition, Tribute to the Eagles, High Flying Motorcycle Show, the Junior Livestock Auction, and much more. Are you in the mood? Save 30% on carnival ride and admission tickets. Go online to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets save you up to 30%, but must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 12th. The Shasta District Fair opens June 13th at the fairgrounds in Anderson.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio. Free Fire Media with Carl and Bot. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bot tonight, and she's got Joe Catania talking about a couple of things, his music and his new restaurant. He just opened up, and he brought in some samples the other day that were good. And this portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Crown Motors, right here in Reading. Crown Motors of Reading sells your I'm just completely
cars, Ford.
They have cars. Dodge, Ford.
I'm sorry. I just swallowed the wrong way. Stop by at Crown Motors. You know, Crown Motors local. Crown Motors of Renton, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. You know, there are neighbors, you know, this is going to be a big buy you're making. If you buy a car, I mean, that's a huge investment for a lot of people next to your house. Why not go to your neighbors? Why don't you go to people that are going to take care of that vehicle afterwards and take care to make sure you have the best deal? They've got cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Go by and see them at 5555 Cypress Avenue. Or give them a call at 223-2177. That's Crown Motors of Reading. Good people. All right, our guest is Reverge Anselmo from Anselmo Vineyards and Seven Hills Ranch and Cattle Company. Of course, Trish Clark is my co-host on Thursdays. And good morning again, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about, you know, we talked about public relations and perceptions here. Is that the Record Searchlight spent a lot of time and effort saying that you, RC Anselmo and Chicken Anselmo, had given all this money to
three candidates,
and they made it a front page story. I mean, with mugshots of Cheryl Clifford and Patrick Jones and
Scott Swindeman
on there, Bruce Ross and Silas Lines, who were both on, you know, since then, have said that, oh no, it's not about Mr. Anselmo. He has every right in the world to give money to candidates. Yet, to me, they made that the focus of what they were writing, is the amount of money you gave, which means kind of that, you know, gosh, that means is that he's trying to influence the election, because well, these people are going to vote a certain way then.
Let me address that in a sense. Yeah, I have an area I live in, so local elections are, you know, they're interesting and vital to me. I mean, I have embedded interest in this community. But Elena Shulman, you know, she went and did research and, you know, that's her job, I guess, but sort of splattered all over the front page how much contributions I had made nationally and for the last couple of years. When I get a call from General Paul, who we all know, you know, he has a special candidate or somewhere. I don't even know the dude. It's in some other state. But he thinks a little extra dough could help this guy. And it's always worked, by the way. He's a very good pony picker. If he calls me and he says, this guy could use some money, can you help him out? I do. I don't even know them. I don't live in that state. I probably will never meet the guy. You know, so politics to me is something like that. It's something that I do out of, courtesy. I mean, you know, it really is.
Your intention being to get good people with good, sound principles in office that are going to vote and make rules that you would agree with.
Sure.
You know, the thing is that, and here's the point is that the Record Searchlight, at least the editorial board, agrees with this, is that when you, what's wrong with contributing to people? I'm not going to go out and walk the streets and knock on doors, okay? Neither is RC Anselmo. You know, you might do it, Trish, because you've done this before, but I don't do it because I don't do that well. You know, someone opens a door and says, you know, it hurts my feelings. But, you know, so you talk to somebody and they, you know, you see what they stand for, and they stand for like, you know, 75 to 80% of what you believe in. Then why not give money to that? Because that's a person that you want to support, and you're not saying is that I expect you to agree with me every minute, and I'm not going to push your button and all these things. No, of course not. But what's wrong with, you know, and for somebody to say, well, but they got their largest percentage from him.
But so. Bruce Ross admitted when we had him on the show the other day that, in fact, when the Record Searchlight makes their endorsements, their intention is, in fact, to sway the election so that they get the people that they want to make the kind of decisions they agree with into office. What's different than swaying the election that way than giving them money to get people elected? It's all impacting the election.
And then the question is who's got a bigger impact, the money or the paper, who's trying to
support
their opinion?
What about the money from the unions, which they never publicized, you know, cheek by jowl with me?
That's true. You know, and to have Steve Allen, we've talked about this. Well, I tell you, let's go to the phone because we're running out of time here. Hey, Art, do you have a question or a comment?
Yeah, I do. Let me just first quickly say, if anybody thinks that the Wretched Searchlight represents the people in this part of the state, they're kidding themselves. all of their opinions, their editorial stuff, the way they report news, it always comes down on the left side. I don't buy the paper. I wouldn't spend a nickel on it. But more important to this election with Walker, two people can be greatly impacted by Walker's tremendous win. One is Mitt Romney. The second will be impacted by it is Jerry Brown. Romney has been going around the country talking about doing exactly what Walker did. Limited government, cut back on programs, stop raising taxes. That could be a big plus for Romney all over this country if people continue to vote the way they voted. Now with Brown, who is the exact opposite, as you guys talk on the radio, he's cooking up a list of hikes that he wants to put before California voters to vote on to tax themselves to get this state out of trouble that Democrats largely put it in.
Hey, Art, we got like 30 seconds left, so, you know,
okay,
I'll give you last thoughts here.
That's the thought, Carl, is that it can be very helpful to Romney. And it might just be enough to sink Brown, and I hope to God it is.
Okay, Art. You know, the thing is I think people need to take a look at what happened in Wisconsin and say, stand up, and we're going to make some changes. And let the people, you know, really vote on, just like Art said, and just like what we're seeing here, is that the people stood up and said, you know what, we know it's going to hurt, but we need to take a step forward. All right, we're going to get right back here to you right after the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. A warning from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke.
The severe tightening of fiscal policy at the beginning of next year that is built into current law, the so-called fiscal cliff, would, if allowed to occur, pose a significant threat to the recovery.
Referencing how Congress is right now preparing to handle the growing federal debt, speaking to a joint economic committee, Bernanke said the Fed is ready to make moves if necessary to further help the economy. What moves? He didn't say. Trying to investigate reports of another massacre in Syria, the United Nations says its observers were attacked.
UN monitors were initially denied access, and I just learned that while trying to do so, the UN monitors were shot at with small arms.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Syria's government reportedly denies it had anything to do with the latest violence. Fox News. We report, you decide.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. a tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bot tonight at 6 p.m. Trish Clark is here. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, 8:35 in the morning, June the 7th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, D.C., Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices. Take a step back in time. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Just got to love it. Today, our guest on the show is R.C. Anselmo from Seven Hills Land and Cattle Company and the Anselmo Vineyards.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Trish and I and R.C. have been discussing, different elections and what it means, what it could mean in the country. Going back, though, to the local elections, and I think that the Record Searchlight, which people have different opinions, Record Search. I happen to think that we need a paper. I think we need a paper that tells the whole story.
I think you need two papers.
Yeah. And that, the point being is that I think they took the focus off the election as they did to making it about contributions. And as Ross and Lyons and everybody that you talk to at the paper says, oh, no, Mr. Anselmo had every right in the world to give the money he wants to, but the way they wrote it makes a perception that the people he gave it to
are somehow bad people and did something wrong by taking it.
And I don't understand it because they want to sway the election. The Record Searchlight wants to sway the election, and they can do it by the way that they put stories in that paper.
And the comment that they quoted in the first article about that was from Steve Allen, a candidate number one, who said, whoa, he would have given the money back. Steve Allen is the guy from the union who has been handing checks out for 30 years in Shasta County. And I said to him, Steve, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, for heaven's sakes. What would you have done if I had returned to you all of the checks that you gave me over the 20 years that I was in office?
Yeah, a portion of my taxes goes to pay his union guys, so if he's serious, I'd like that money back.
Well, that's exactly right.
I didn't see a front page story during the city council. And city council, it's an unpaid position, practically an unpaid position.
Exactly.
But I didn't see them saying that $30,000 per candidate was offered to the candidates to run for that. And on the front page saying is that people are a little concerned, or people are concerned because the unions have given $30,000 to these, piece for these candidates. And that wasn't on there. I don't see, and that's what I asked. I said, how can you say that, ask Steve Allen that question? And we like Steve. I mean, he's a straight guy. And, I mean, he's straight up when you ask him questions. But, he had to have been laughing when he read that. But how come he didn't add the part about how the unions give money? Well, you know what the answer was to that was? They did not want to, it had nothing to do with the story. Well, I said, but it does. It has everything to do with the story. Because if you're going to say one group of people gives money, then you've got to say is that, the guy that's talking about it was giving money, trying to influence elections. I mean, you can't do that.
And once again, the false premise was created that if somehow this gentleman that had given the money was allowed to go forward with his project based on the fact that these people were elected, that these people would be letting him get away with something. That's the false premise.
I'm getting away with
created.
Nothing. I have nothing to propose that is illegitimate or something that I'm not already licensed to do.
And that's the point.
That's
the part of the story that's lost.
Yeah. Is that you're in a court trial with the county.
But you're the plaintiff.
And the thing
I'm the plaintiff. And I've won seven motions and decisions all in a row.
And the Board of Supervisors has nothing to do with that. Now you're in court. Now it's going to now there is mitigation going on, I think, or mediation
June 25 and 26.
Yeah, so you know to mediate this because you want to mediate it just like the county does, but and keep it out of court. But the bottom line is the supervisors wouldn't have anything to do with this anyway. And if it is
and it's the sitting supervisors, not the ones running for office now.
Right.
So, okay, hey, let's go to the phones. John, good morning. John Dixon. Hey, John.
Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
How are you this morning, Carl?
Hey, we're doing good.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, John.
And good morning, Rivard. How are you this morning?
Hey, John. Good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And I'd like to make a comment, if I could, about the Record Searchlight and their articles about you. Sadly enough, or whatever, you become a lightning rod that sells newspapers.
Yeah, I asked them that. I said, it was Bruce Ross. I said, you have a choice here of like three things. Either A, you want to see me out of here and all these people lose their job. Or two, I sell newspapers for you. Or three, I'm just a gargoyle. You don't know what to do with me.
I'm convinced that every time they print an article about you, that extends the life of the paper by another month.
Oh, good.
and that's pretty much the name of that story, in my opinion. You know, I'd like to, if I could, just get your opinion on the red light photo cameras that we have in place in Reading and whether you are favoring those or opposed to them.
I don't know anything about them.
Okay. That's the fairest answer in the world right there. You don't live down here. You don't have to deal with it too much. But we just signed a new contract for an extension of 3 years of this red light photo enforcement. And I'm getting busy on it, and I'm going to take care of it. It has nothing to do with you.
Okay, well, we need to talk about that again because, as you know, Linda has become best friends with the photo cameras.
Right.
In fact, she takes beautiful pictures all the time, and the one that she had with that one was just absolutely fantastic. You know, she had a baseball cap on and was waving at the camera as she went through, I think. But we learned our lesson about that.
I have gotten pinched running a red light by one of those down in Southern California.
Yeah. It's just, anyway. Okay, John.
I'd like to talk more about that because I'm getting busy. I'm going to try to put together a referendum to, and I know Trish was saying earlier about the difference between a republic and a democracy. Unfortunately, referendums are the people's right of redress of bad decisions by elected officials.
And I concur with that statement.
And such as the Redflex red light camera enforcement contract, which is a really bad decision. And it was based on the concepts of safety, which was showing various videos of people blowing through these red lights and hitting people. And interestingly enough, those pictures were taken, those videos were taken with Redflex cameras at these enforcement points, proving once and for all that they don't do a thing to stop accidents.
Hey, John?
Yes?
We'll have a show on this.
Okay, thank you, Carl.
And we'll bring in somebody from the other side to talk about it. I'd love to do that.
I'd love to.
So I can hear you, and just let me sit here on the side and drink coffee and watch what happens. All right, John,
you
thanks
guys
a lot.
Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Take care, Rivers. Good luck.
Thanks, John.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience. Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
High Stakes Bingo is back in action at Wind River Casino. Don't miss Bingo's $25,000 hot summer blowout on Friday, June 29th. Over $25,000 must go. All jackpots must go. Speed Bonanza and Pick 8. 20 regular games pay $1,199. Pay for $35. PhDs, $99. Play our hottest new games, Triple Tribe, Bingo, and Super Bingo for a chance to win $10,000. Over 100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. You only have to be 18 to play. Don't like to dob? Let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to share $2,000 in cash and a personal barbecue grill. Who says you can't win them all? It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. So grab your friends and play Bingo's $25,000 hot summer blowout on Friday, June 29th. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com and check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Reading and Harley Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200B model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000 square foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reading Harley Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:46 in the morning. Carl and Bot, Linda's course got on the spot with Linda Bot tonight, Joe Catania, and a few other great guest, and Trish Clark is here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, the finest walk-in humidor in the state, discounts for veterans, community support. What else can you say about Joe and Shelley and Tobacco and Brew? They have the best prices for coffee and lattes and all these others. Big sales on their, they've got a big sale going on cigars, last stick standing, and they will meet or beat any price on tobacco in this town. Plus, they're local. Money stays here, as opposed to some other businesses around here that the money just funnels out to other places. Our guest today is R.C. Anselmo, and we've been talking about elections and all that. And speaking of elections and politics, we have Dolores Lucero on the line. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, R.C.
Hey, Dolores. How are you?
So
great, great.
What you have, Dolores?
Well, the reason I'm calling is as soon as you mentioned Steve Allen. You know, the record searchlight's always putting things out there, but yet they don't put anything out there in regarding Steve Allen. And I think I spoke with you regarding this, Carl, that Steve Allen should not even have been running for that board of supervisor position, because that there's a law prohibits him to even run. It's a 1 year prior for him to run. And that for him to run, it was a conflict of interest. And he, if he would have been, you know, even in line to run again, that's a law, it's prohibited. That means he would have been disqualified. He should have been disqualified. He shouldn't even have the opportunity to be on there to run. And that really bothers me that people take advantage of these kind of, you know, laws, think they could get away with it because they have in the past. And, you know, and he should have known that because he represents the union.
I think that, yeah, when they took a look at that, when you sign up for it, that if it was illegal for him to run, it was never brought up. The Again, I'm not sure what the statute of limitations or even what the law is, because I'm not familiar with it. So,
well, the law says under the Attorney General, under the conflict of interest, it says the prohibit law that is a 1 year prior. That means he would have to quit his job before he even ran, but it has to be 1 year before he even decides to sign up. So he didn't even do that. That tells you what kind of people we have out there that don't even care about these laws, and they just do whatever they want, break laws, and you know. And it's time for the people to start looking at these, you know, things that the people are getting away with. It. We need to get somebody out here to educate the people with these laws, the conflict of interest, because those are the big ones that people get into. They have no idea what, you know, all these laws they're breaking, and if the people were educated more, they were able to fight back to know these people are breaking laws and able to enforce these people to stop running and get them off. And we need to, you know, get back out there.
All very good and pertinent points. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Dolores. Okay, we got to run here. Dolores, of course, has been in the eye of the storm here for a while with her views on public corruption and suffered a defeat in the recall election there, and for her viewpoints on a number of things.
But she does bring some validation forward.
You can't ignore Dolores Lucero on some of the things she says, because she's right in some of these things. Not all of them, but she's right in some of them.
The enforcement on criteria required to run for office throughout the state are very lax. The residency requirements are ignored. There's all kinds of instances where people are on the ballot and running for office and actually end up serving who don't live in the district that they come from. We had an occasion right here in Shasta County where that occurred. We need to pay closer attention to that.
Okay. You know what? Let's before we take our break, let's go really quick to one of our show hosts, Frank Galusha. Frank, good morning. Hang on for a second. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I wanted to let you folks, your listeners, know that we have an incredible bite off the coast for salmon right now.
Okay.
I don't think we've seen anything like this in the last 10 or 12 years. I just got word from Skipper Matt Dallum on the fishy business out of Eureka. They've been loading up on salmon to 8 to 20 pounds by 8:30 a.m. in the morning, and then grabbing a bunch of rockfish down at Cape Mendocino after that. So the fishermen are getting all the fish they could possibly want over there.
What are the rules that are in effect now, Frank?
Beg your pardon?
What are the rules that are in effect for fishing now?
Well, it's two fish per day, and they're king salmon, the primary target, and they're right close offshore, shallow water, up high on the water column, and they're just incredible fishing. If you like to catch salmon, now is the time to book a trip. I'd recommend getting a hold of someone like Matt Dallum at the Fishy Business over in Eureka at Northwind Charters.
Okay. All right, Frankie, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Looking forward to your show on Saturday.
Right. It couldn't be better right now. Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot, Frank.
These the salmon that we're told are all but extinct.
Well, you know that leads to the next question. When Frank was talking about that, is the runs up the river. So that means if they're catching that many and they're now, are the runs up the river going to be great this year? Okay, we got to take a break. This is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
What are you going to do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice?
taste. Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, no, KCNR 1460, 8:55 in the morning. Carl and Bot. Linda's got her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bot at 6 p.m. And make sure you tune in there. She's got a lot of giveaways, as usual, tickets and such. And Trish Clark is here with us, RC Anselmo. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Harley Davidson, established in 1977 up here by David and Robin Wright. They are actively involved in business, as are Jessica and Ernie. They carry a full range of accessories, bikes, you know, full service, you name it, they have it. It's a great place to go to. I take my bike up there all the time to, not all the time, because once they make sure it's okay, I ride that thing around all year long. But anything that they can do to help you, they will. They're great people up there. They'll sell you a bike, you'll take them in, they do consignments. Stop on by 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Reading, or give them a call at 241-7117, open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Just remember, to experience the ride, live the dream. Reading Harley Davidson. Okay, we got like 4 minutes left. We're kind of putting all the elections to bed here and talking the last comments. We said that Record Searchlight has made in many cases, not what the people were saying. Because I don't remember them making a big thing about, okay, Cheryl Clifford stands for this, Leonard Modi stands for this, and all these. I mean, they had some things. They made the fight about election, about financing of the campaigns, and they pointed out.
Let me point out one thing that probably is not commonly known, which is a real stunner up here. Number one, there is no limit to how much money anyone can give to any candidate. Number two, it can be through a business. It doesn't have to be personal, as in federal elections and things like that. Another one, it doesn't matter where that comes from. If a Taliban leader over in Afghanistan wanted to influence an election over here, they could. They could give $1 million to Steve Allen or anybody else that they wanted to. It's a very bizarre set of election campaign finance rules in Shasta County. Very bizarre.
And the reality is, I personally had never spent any of my own money getting elected. I didn't want to buy an election. I felt that if there were not people out there who felt strongly enough about me being in office that they would donate to put me there, I probably didn't belong there. A politician has to run a campaign if you're going to be elected. And the way you do that is to get people who believe in you to donate.
I agree. I mean, unfortunately, it takes a lot of money to run for office.
Not around here, it doesn't.
Relatively, yeah. You know, you look at the different areas for around here, but it's still when you start putting $30,000 into a city council election, or I tell you what, they spent a lot of money on the assembly elections. I mean, it was a lot of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on that.
These were cheap elections,
and they are, but still, you
they
still
were
need,
this time.
But you still need to get the money from someplace.
That's
and you
right.
go out and you do, you have to ask. I mean, you go out and they have fundraisers, they do these other things. And so, I just think is that we're going to have that in the future, but you've got to separate the funding from the person.
And talk about
and
the candidates
talk
and not where they
them.
Got their money.
That's it. The principles. The
well,
principles
unless they got
they
their money from, you know, Mexican drug cartels or something.
Okay. On something like that. Yeah. You need to know that. But anyway, hey, thanks for coming by there. Marcel.
Always a pleasure to be here. Love to do it every morning. But I'm not here every morning. Don't really mean that.
And it's way too early to do it every morning.
Well, you know, hey, tomorrow we're going to have Randall Hempling on, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center and cancer survivor. And we're going to talk about Relay for Life. But a lot of what's going on down there at the Shasta Regional Medical Center, we got a couple other surprises, I think, going to roll in here. Tomorrow on Free Fire Radio, Bad Bob, you going to be here?
I certainly plan on it, sir.
Okay, you know, 97% of the time, Bad Bob's here.
Be sure and catch Linda's show tonight.
And tonight, Linda's show, starting at 6 p.m. And you know what? It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
From tracking me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The tables turn in May for campaign fundraising. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
The Romney campaign and the Republican Party say they raised almost $77 million in May. President Obama and the Democrats say they took in $17 million less in campaign contributions last month. Back in April, the Obama side had the edge in contributions, but a much smaller edge. Since then, while the president's fundraising has increased more than a third, Romney fundraising has almost doubled. Lisa?
Steve, thanks. With Congress locked in a stalemate over how to address the debt, the Fed chief is warning lawmakers that budget changes scheduled to take effect next year could severely threaten the recovery. For now, though, the Fed remains in a holding pattern. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
Yeah, he said it before, and Chairman Ben Bernanke said it again today.
As always, the Federal Reserve remains prepared to take action as needed to protect the U.S. financial system and economy in the event that financial stresses escalate.